exploring that as a wetland, or is that too simplistic of an
No, that's not too simplistic. That's right. There's two parts of this new program. There's two parts of it. One is doing the assessment to identify where those opportunities exist, right? Yep. Where can we do this work? And there's a lot of ways of doing that. A lot of it's computer-based and et cetera. But looking at a watershed and understanding where is our water problems occurring and how can we then concentrate wetlands in these areas instead of way over here if we're trying to solve a problem, you know, on that end. And then the second part, to a minor extent, is then, you know, getting the work done to bring the wetlands that are identified back in a way so they can start holding water again. That being said, there's a lot of other funding sources out there for that type of work. When you get to the point where you have a plan to say, here's what we want to do and here's why it's important for the flooding in Milwaukee or wherever, that stuff is really conducive to funding sources. Communities are able to tap into a lot of different ways to get that done. So right now, a big part of it is helping identify the most cost-effective places to do that work. And in, you know, the Milwaukee River District, I know you had Riverkeeper on a couple issues ago. That's happening, right? So there's work going on right now identifying those areas in the upper portions of the watershed that flow down into the Milwaukee River through the city and identifying wetlands and how can we work with folks up there to start putting wetlands back to help grab some of this water so it isn't flushing downstream and causing all the problems. And, you know, when you're working with farmers and you're asking them to put a wetland in to solve a problem in Milwaukee, sometimes that's a hard sell, right? So you gotta present it in ways that help them understand why it's also important to their operation.
Folks, that's all the time we have for now. But if you want to listen to my full conversation with Tracy Hames, check out Cripescast anywhere you get podcasts. All right, folks, that's it for now. Check out Wisconsin Wetlands. That's at Wisconsin Wetlands on Facebook, at WI Wetlands Assoc, A-S-S-O-C on Twitter. And
I didn't know what you were doing.
That's at WI Wetlands A-S-S-O-C. So you got that there.
Gotcha.
But check out their website, WisconsinWetlands.org. And Colleen, where can they follow the Cripescast?
Follow the Cripescast on all platforms at Cripescast. And make sure to follow Charlie and the Manitowoc Minute at Manitowoc Minute, at Charlie Barons on all platforms. If you want to see Charlie on the road, go to Cripescast.com and click on tour. And also check out our new updated merch website, ManitowocMinute.com. Our full video podcast is on YouTube, Facebook, and Spotify. And leave us a review only if it's nice. And let us know what you think of the episode.
Oh, yeah, folks. Thank you so much. Everybody, keep her moving now. Watch for deer and get out in the wetlands. See what they're all about. Yep. It'll be a fun time. Okay. Bye-bye now.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Tropical Storm Hillary is nearing Southern California. CBS's Michael Spencer reports on the preparations from San Clemente.
The National Hurricane Center is warning this storm could bring catastrophic flooding, dumping more than a year's worth of rain in some places.
People on Catalina Island packed ferries to the mainland Saturday after Los Angeles officials urged them to evacuate.
Flooding where people lose some property is one thing, but flooding where people die is another, and I'm afraid people might die.
All along the Southern California coast, residents filled sandbags.
My issue is the storm drains will back up from falling palm fronds and things like that.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says 1,050 people are still missing after the wildfires on Maui, with 114 bodies recovered. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
470 search and rescue agents with the assistance of 40 cadaver dogs are combing through this American Pompeii. More than three quarters of this five-square-mile disaster zone have been cleared, but more than 1,000 people are still missing, and there are more businesses, condos, and entire neighborhoods to go.
Another wildfire killed at least one person and destroyed almost 200 structures near Spokane, Washington. KREM-TV's Nathan Hun.
We have very highly trained personnel who are here battling this fire. The conditions, the weather conditions in particular, are making it very difficult.
It's why he says people need to take the evacuation notices seriously.
And I don't want residents to underestimate how quickly they can find themselves in trouble.
A new CBS News poll shows former President Donald Trump gaining in support among Republicans after his fourth indictment. CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Survey Jennifer DePinto on what else voters want.
At the upcoming debate, a whopping 9 in 10 primary voters want the other candidates to focus on making the case for themselves, not against Trump. At the debate, voters want to hear about plans for lowering inflation, reducing crime, and stopping illegal immigration.
A Russian missile strike on northern Ukraine killed at least seven people and hurt almost 150 others. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Kyiv.
Among the dead, a six-year-old child and over a dozen more children injured. First responders rushing to the scene were shocked.
We try to save lives. It's bad because many people die, very much bleeding.
Denmark and the Netherlands have pledged an unspecified number of American-made F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 62. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s. Mainly sunny skies Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. dodge all this rain that's coming. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger himself on the Earl Ingram Show, man. I got to tell you, Gilbert, I'm high.
What that mean?
Hey, because football is here, man. Look, man, I got to tell you, man, I went to the football league that I ran for 20 years. Kicked off this past Saturday. I went to the park.
Oh,
man, 600 boys, all the families. Man, I don't know how many football fields we got. 4 or 5 football fields. Playing football, man, from 8 a.m. to about 2 in the afternoon. Families, man, just everywhere.
You can't beat that.
Huh?
You can't beat that.
No, man, Gilbert, I did that for 20 years. And I got to tell you, man, I miss it. Right? Man, I really do. It's been 3 years. And just walking out there, I said, man, I really do miss this, man.
Yeah, you goosebumps, didn't it?
Yeah, man. I walked out on the field, and somebody said, hey, who is you? Hey, man, this is my league. What do you mean, who am I?
I started this stuff.
Yeah, man. Hey, and so I understood. Things change. Man, there was only two referees left from when I did that, and several coaches came over. And man, but just being out there, Gilbert, man, I miss being around football. It's one thing to talk about football, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's another one to be around that grass, be around all that screaming and yelling, right?
All that crackling of
the pain.
Crack, crack.
Man, that's nothing like football, man. And it's been 3 years since I retired from it. And I purposely stayed away from it because I didn't want people to say, you know, somebody else is running it now, right? And I wanted them to go ahead and, you know, and do that thing.
You ain't want to step on no toes.
Right. Right, man. But I really miss being around it. And the other thing was, man, I watched the Packer preseason game. And, oh, my God, man. I'm ready for football, man. I'm just telling you. I'm ready for football. Jordan Love.
Like I can hear it in your voice.
Hey, man, Jordan Love, look, you know, he missed a couple tough plays. There was a crossing pattern with the tight end. That was Gilbert. That was about a 20-yard throw that we do know on the run, Aaron Rodgers would have hit the cat in stride. He missed that. He threw it too high. And then there was a bomb that he passed was beautiful, probably about 50 yards. And what he did was let it hang a little too long, and the safety came across and broke it up.
Yeah.
But outside of that, man, he was sharp.
Oh, Earl, the other team played football too, you know?
Oh, is that what it is?
you know what, man? And that was his first time starting. He was probably nervous as hell. You know what I'm saying? But he still played a pretty good game.
Gilbert, who was I asked you before? I forgot the left tackle's name.
Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy.
David Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy. He said, "Jordan Love's athleticism, his quickness in the pocket. The line couldn't get at him, Gilbert, because he's quicker. I mean, how old is he? 27? Whatever he is, he's a young man." Aaron Rodgers was 39, and he couldn't get out of the way, even though he was still pretty mobile. So Jordan Love does offer that aspect.
Different style of play, and he gonna make them linemen move because his feet is better than Aaron Rodgers' feet.
Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So he gonna make them linemen work more to block, because as a lineman, you got to know where he is.
And you got to get there.
For so many years, they knew where Aaron Rodgers going to be.
Right.
This cat here, he going to be all over the place moving them feet.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers was in the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
Jordan Love was, he slides away from the pressure, Gilbert, right? Because he's so young in his feet. But I got to tell you, man, the Packers looked, I get it, first preseason game. Gilbert, their talent level is unbelievable. They've got so much young talent on offense and defense, running back, wide receiver, defensive backs, linemen. Gilbert, they're loaded with great young talent. I don't know where they're going to put them all.
Yeah, that's a problem that a lot of teams wish they had.
Yep.
Too much talent. You see what I'm saying? When you got too much talent and you got a problem of who you going to keep and who you going to get rid of and who can you hide and who can you put on the practice squad and develop. Because, you know, even though you're trying to hide them, if you put them on the practice squad, they still can be snatched.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I told you that story, but
no,
I told you when Dennis Green and them tried to put me on practice squad and was going to bring me back after they got their running back back or got another running back, 10 minutes. I was only 10 minutes. And Green Bay Packers picked me up.
Oh, okay.
In 10 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a game where your talent can take you far.
So let me ask you this, Gilbert, because all I could think about was all of these teams have the best scouts, cats who get paid top dollar to evaluate talent.
Yeah.
You know, that's their job, right? I mean, that's all they do is evaluate talent.
They got a whole staff for that.
So the fact that the Packers must have great talent evaluation, because it's not like they're drafting 1 through 5 or 1 through 9. How are they able to accrue all of this great young talent? And then teams that finish lower than the Packers and draft higher, man, that really is the key to this, isn't it?
Well, that's where they say the where talent it comes assessment. Down. Where, that's where they say where it comes down to the talent dude or the GM.
Yeah, you always
say that. At the end of the day.
You always say
that. At the end of the day, he has to sign off on it. But what they do is with their talent guys is they have a lot of retired football players, old school guys that really know talent. If you got a great group of guys that got that eye for talent under you and can convince you, it's kind of like, you know, you go out and you want to buy your kid a car, but you really want them to have that car because it's the right price for you.
Right.
Now you got to go to your kid and convince him how good this car is for you to buy it. You see what I'm saying? And that's how they're doing with talent. You know, they see a guy that they really like and think he can do something, they got to go take it to the GM, the talent dude, and he got to sign off on it.
Gilbert, I got to tell you, the Packers don't have old dudes doing that. They got young people in those positions.
Oh, yeah, they got a mixture of people, man.
Right.
But you got to have that talent and that wisdom from a couple of them old veterans too, you know what I'm saying? Just because that's just the way of life. They know.
So they're not just looking for talent, Gilbert. They're looking for character too, right?
Yeah, because you can have a guy that's awesome, but he's a horrible locker room guy. You know what I mean?
What's the boy's name that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Brown, the wide receiver.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, right? Great talent.
Hey, Yeah, but he, you know.
Destroyed.
I mean, it's kind of like how they say Terrell Owens was like.
Right.
You know, when him and Donovan McNabb would go back and forth, but they need each other to have a great season. You see what I'm saying?
Did you guys never had players like that in Green Bay, did you?
You know what, man? We were very fortunate to have guys that love guys. No ego prima guys.
Right.
Even when we got Andre Rison.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thought he was just going to be the cancer of the team. And it turned out that if you got a great leaders on that team, it'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Andre Rison came in, and great talent. There was a lot of questions about it. But the Packers historically haven't went after a guy like that, right?
Right. You're right, because when you go out and you try to get a guy he got about three or four different nicknames, Bad Moon Rising in Atlanta, yeah. Spider-Man in Kansas City, you know. But I tell you, he lived 10 minutes away from me in Michigan, man. And he's still the salt of the earth, man. He's one hell of a guy. Just had I want to say congratulations to him because he just had a boy a couple weeks ago.
You just had a boy?
Yeah, he old, man. I know. But he got four beautiful daughters at home. Hey,
mama's baby, mama's baby, papa's baby.
Yes.
Well, something like that. Anyway, listen, we got to go to a break. Gilbert Brown under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And phone lines are open. David, I see you. 844-967-2789. Hey, man, it's football season. It's here.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8,
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 67, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 55. Cloudy skies expected. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all the people in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Way back
when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke, the hard. You never thought the hip hop would take it this far.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And yeah, football season is here. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, the preseason game and just the talent that the Packers have amassed. That's, and again, man, I've been around a little while. Just watching all of that talent is amazing to me. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I'll tell you what I was impressed with is they just seem a lot faster.
Yeah, man.
They're just flying over the place. You can't teach that, obviously.
No, that's talent. That's what I'm saying, the talent they've amassed.
Yeah. The natural ability is definitely there. And the rookies from last year, you could see the growth that, like Toure, the wide receiver, they seem to be definitely, there's a connection with Tim and Jordan Love. And the only thing, there are a couple things, though, that do concern me, and I'll bring this up to Gilbert. One, the field goal kicker that we drafted, he scares the living hell out of me. He missed a couple extra points, a field goal. You know, he's not had very good practice. I know he's got big legs, but do you think if he has another bad game or two, do you think they're going to call up Mason Crosby? That's number one. And number two, Josh Meyer, our center, he seems to be really struggling and regressing. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but I am a little bit worried about that end of things.
So before
that's the only negative things I could really say.
But before Gilbert answers that question, that rookie quarterback looked like reincarnation of Brett Favre. Gilbert,
you know what?
That quarterback they drafted has a cannon. He reminded me so much of Brett Favre. Gilbert, he throws lasers. Man, he is as talented a guy. Look, if at any minute Love falters, Gilbert, I'm just saying, that boy's got a cannon. Gilbert, you want to respond to anything David said?
Yeah. I mean, good morning, David. I don't think the Green Bay Packers want to go in reverse. They're not going to go in reverse with Mason Crosby. I mean, I'm sure he's in the glass breaking if in the emergency, if nobody picks him up. But they're going to get this guy a chance, And like I said, it's first game jitters, man. You get the first game jitters. I mean, just like he was saying about how fast the guys were looking. The level of the games go faster. If you saw family night to this first preseason game, it's intensely fast, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be on your game now because now they're evaluating you to cut you if you're not doing your job. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to what the center is doing and what the kicker is doing, they got guys in the weights to get those positions. They drafted this kid at quarterback to push Jordan Love.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a method to their madness of what they're doing. But you got to understand something. You can't take it as they don't like me or they hate me or they're going to try to take. No, they're taking it to push you to be better than you're supposed to. Because remember what I said, Earl. Every Tuesday on your day off, they are bringing in guys to replace you. No matter how much money you make, no matter how good you are, they're always looking for talent to replace you because they know at the end of the day, you're going to get replaced. Everybody gets replaced, period.
You know, Gilbert, he talked about that kicker. And you know, they already said the kid's got a big leg. He can boot it 60, 62, 63-yard field goals. Mason Crosby's leg is dying. You don't keep a leg kicking. I mean, I remember back in the day, man, the kickers kicked into their late 40s and all of that. They still got a couple guys around now. But Mason Crosby can't kick consistently 50 yards anymore. And especially in Lambeau Field and in the cold, right? They need cats, man, who can kick off, who can get the ball. Crosby can't do that anymore. That's why they replace. And this cost. And what they pay him.
And that's the thing, Earl, you got to remember, you can kick the ball 70 yards. It's the accuracy that you have
right
that's going to keep you on the team. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, Mason Crosby's accuracy was off. And then sometimes it'd be on.
Right.
This kid, this new kid right here,
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the ELKs National Foundation and your local ELKs Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the ELKs scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. ELKs care, ELKs share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 62. Highs level off around 83. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s. Mainly sunny skies Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 85.
Come on. Come on, you hear them calling Snoop?
Is that what they're saying?
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Like it's hot. Like it's hot.
Try to get at you. Park it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot. Get an attitude.
Drop it like it's hot, baby.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm going Sean Don and I'm over best because I got it going on.
You know, man, I'm going to leave that where it is. Drop it like it's hot.
Hey,
welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. What'd you say, Gilbert?
I know you heard that term before. Drop it like it's hot.
I've heard that term, man. I can't say I know what it means, but
these cats gonna find out what it means if they don't keep their job.
let me tell you
not
something, man.
For long.
That man, Gilbert, the Packers are at least 6-7 deep in wide receivers. Man, they just kept trotting the cats out, making spectacular catches. Great speed, you know.
Guess what that's going to do, Earl? That's going to make Dobbs and Watson work harder to keep their job.
Well, they're all young, man. They can't keep all them cats. How many wide receivers can they keep? 3, maybe 4?
You see, that's the beautiful thing about wide receivers. You can keep a lot of them because a lot of them can play special teams. You see what I'm saying? So you can hide them in their special teams category and still have some dogs. It was like how Desmond Howard was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a receiver, but he was a great kick returner.
Kick returner. I'll tell you something, man. Just watching them, and even Cincinnati had to talk about the players. Just how good these young guys were. So, you know, I'm not saying, Gilbert, that the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. But what we are saying is they got something to work with, man. You know.
But see, remember we were talking about when other teams come in and you scrimmage against other teams. And they scrimmage against them before they play them, right?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So they knew a little bit about our capabilities going out there on the field.
Right.
And they had to talk about it because they saw the talent that we have. You understand what I'm saying? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have Joe Burrows or anybody like that, but they put it down like that.
You know, so they're getting ready to do the same thing with New England. Mm-hmm. They're going out to New England. And practice a couple days with New England, and then play them. But Gilbert, the Packers are just so fast. What you realize more than anything else, Gilbert, is their foot speed on all levels just seem to be superior than Cincinnati, and that matters, right?
Absolutely. If you can outrun them, outjump them, outthink them. And be prepared to play a full game. I mean, come on, man.
So let me ask you, man, because all of the, you know, the people have been playing taps for the Packers after Aaron Rodgers was gone. I know I was one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, come on, man. What they gonna do, man? They're gonna finish dead last.
Mm-hmm.
After what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give the Packers credit for a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
When they got rid of Devontae Adams,
mm-hmm.
or when he decided to go, and mm-hmm. and all of us said, oh, man, how could they let that happen?
Mm-hmm.
They were able to get some good draft choices for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They were able mm-hmm. to get some really top-notch draft choices for him. When they let Aaron Rodgers go, they were able to get some great draft choices And so they were able to get some great draft choices and bring some great young talent that really, to their credit, they looked at all of that and said, it's time to change everything, okay? That era for Rodgers is over. We got to move on. It's time to start over. And they knew what they had. We didn't know. Right? Because mm-hmm. they know what they got mm-hmm. from all that practice and the cast they drafted.
Mm-hmm. But, Earl, you got to remember what I've been saying for the longest. I've been telling you, we got a team that's going to be unleashed. I don't know if it's going to be in week 8. I don't know if it's going to be in week 12. But we got a team that's going to be pretty damn good. So stop reading all them clippings and stop listening to all these guys that ain't never put their hands in the dirt.
Yeah.
And get ready, because we got the talent and we got the firepower to compete with any other team in this league.
Well, and Gilbert.
It all starts with LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not.
LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not be delusional. Okay. They don't have the talent to compete with Kansas City, San Francisco.
I want everybody that's listening to this, listen to what Earl's saying and listen to what I'm saying. Come back in week 8. And talk this.
So, Gilbert, am I one of those guys who never had my hand in the dirt that you're talking about?
No. Okay. I'm just saying you got too much gray hair to understand what you're talking about.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. Kansas City, the Bills, San Francisco, you can't say these are favored teams because they're ready, okay? They've had...
Don't forget Philly.
Those teams, Gilbert, Packers aren't going to be able to compete with those teams because clearly they don't... Jordan Love is not equivalent to the quarterbacks I just mentioned. Okay, he may be down the road, but no way... Starting off, he is going to be. So the Packers aren't going to compete with them. Whether or not the Packers can compete in the NFL Central is another thing altogether. I'm saying to you that they will be they will be interesting. I still don't think they'll do any more than, what are they playing, 17 games? 9-8. If they do that, That's pretty good. But, man, they're not going any better than that. And I told you how great that talent is. They've got to learn. Gilbert, they got to learn. They got to learn the game, right? They got to learn to play together. You know, that doesn't come in a couple preseason games.
No, it takes a while, man, just because preseason is preseason. You know, don't get hung up on preseason. Let's look back. Kansas City lost all their preseason games and they Super Bowl champions.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't go off. You can't do nothing off of preseason, but evaluate talent and get your team put together.
Let me ask you: can LaFleur coach?
He pretty, and yes, he can coach.
Say he wasn't pretty now. You know, having once been a pretty boy myself.
Oh my God.
Man, you know, he can coach.
Yes.
He as a young man, he came up in that. What's the guys for the Rams? McVay.
Yeah. Yeah. They got together.
All them cats and young, and they can coach. And you got to give him credit. The players respect him, and they play for him. Right.
Yeah. It's like this. And he said it himself. I finally get to coach now. Meaning, I ain't got this dude that's 3-time MVP and it's his way and I got to fight through all that. And now I got a diamond in the rough that I can mold to be the guy I need him to be to win games.
You know,
that's
man,
how it is.
You know, man, all of those things with the greatness that Aaron Rodgers brought, he also brought a lot of baggage. He didn't show up to the spring practices. He didn't show up. He wasn't a team guy, right, Gilbert? In the end, he wasn't a team guy. I want my guys. They wanted younger players. He told them, no, I want my guys.
Yep.
And he kind of set them back some. And really, they're kind of glad to see him go in the end.
In certain ways, you know, Earl, yeah, because like I said before, you know, it's hard to change something when you already think you the man.
Right.
You're there. I demand this. I demand that because I did this, that, that. And that's understandable with quarterbacks. I mean, I'm sure Brett Favre did it in his day. I'm sure.
It'll come with love, right?
Joe Montana did it in his day. And Jordan Love gonna do it in his day. But he got the opportunity now to take this diamond in the rough and mold him into what he need him to be, period.
Let me ask you, Gilbert, how much does the coach motivate, you know, your play, right? I mean, when you were there, certainly Mike Holmgren as the coach, how much was it that Mike Holmgren, who he was, because he was a no-nonsense dude, that he influenced what you did? Did he motivate you even more? And what role does that coach really play in it?
Absolutely, man. But you got to look at it like this, too. And like for the Buddy Ryans of the world.
Right,
and
right.
And the different things like that.
The head coaches.
Offense is like a dad. The defensive coordinator for the defense is like a stepdad. The offense, if he's an offensive coordinator, he's an offensive guy, then that's dad.
You mean the head coach. You mean the head coach.
The head coach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if he's an offensive guy, that's their dad over there. We got to have our dad step up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And if the defensive minded head coach, then, you know, the defense is going to be looking towards him. So we had our coach was Fritz Sherman.
Oh, yeah, Fritz Sherman.
And every day, I don't care if it's a Monday, a Tuesday, a no-hitting day or whatever, he came down and started off with the defensive line first because he knew it starts up front. And if my horses ain't doing their job, we're done. He came down every day and started with us. Even if he come down to just laugh at us. And here's the thing, you know, when you out there practicing, and Mike Holmgren would come over, and you can kind of hear what they're saying in
right.
the back, and you hear them say, "My God, look at him. Oh, my God, he's a baller." Man, that just increased your play 10 times fold because you know they're talking about you.
You know, Gilbert, all of those things that we don't see as fans, and that's really what Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger is really about, man. These stories about what happens behind the scenes is
yes.
what really kind of makes this as interesting as it's going to be. Because it's one thing to see you cats out there on the field. It's another thing altogether to hear the stories about Fritz Sherman, man. And, you know, a cat that, you know, some of us have heard about but really didn't get to know. You did.
Got
to go to a break. Hold the thought. Got to go to a break.
Okay.
844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. We'll be right back.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Gravedigger. And you know, Gilbert, I got to give you credit, man. That was a really creative thing, the OJs and the Love Train. And they really... And you know what? And really, if the Packers were smart, they would take that on, man.
They need to take that.
Yeah,
on.
You need to
call us a teacher.
Yeah, you know, man, you really need to let them, you know, reach out to them, man. Because, man, that's catchy, right?
It is, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, t-shirts.
That'll give him confidence. Can you imagine 70,000 people in the stadium?
Yeah, man, the Love Train.
And they go, boop. All the ball.
Yeah. Hey, man. I just hate I didn't come up with the idea.
Hey, man. You may have wisdom, but you ain't got smarts like me, man.
Hey, Gilbert, really, you need to let them. I mean, that's perfect, man.
It is, man, but they ain't gonna listen.
Are you kidding me? Why would they not listen to that? That only makes sense.
Because they mad because they ain't come up with it.
Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, football, man. Yeah, football.
Oh, man, I had my favorite time of year, guys. Hey, looking forward. But I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to this year. And I know all the talks on the offense and Jordan Love and all that, but I'll tell you what, I look at the last 8 games, Gilbert, of last season, and I'm looking forward to that defense. I'll tell you what, they were the ones I thought last year kept us competitive. Now, if they show up this season, you take all that pressure off of Jordan Love. I mean, he's got Jones and Dillon back there anyway. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at this season. Looking forward to the defense, man.
Hey,
really
Rico.
Am. Well, thanks for letting me talk.
Now, hang on, Rico.
What?
They're better.
I'll say.
They're better now. And don't forget, Gilbert, the Packers' defense, they've invested a lot in that defense over the last 3 drafts.
Because of what? Defense win championships, sir. Defense win championships. And I like where Rico going with this because he knows defense win championships.
Yeah.
Sorry to bust your bubble, Earl, but
no,
defense is where it's at.
No, man. There's no question that Rico's talking about their defense. Last year, they invested 2 first-round draft choices on defensive guys. Gary was this? His second or third year? It was 2 cats from Alabama. Two cats from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
The
D lineman and the linebacker.
Yeah. They've 2 first-round draft choices on those guys. The year before, Gary.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, come on, man. Is that kind of unusual, Gilbert? I mean, I know, you know, on the line guys, offensive linemen, they do that on the first rounds. But to invest three first-round draft choices on, and the A, and they just invested this year's draft choice on a defensive lineman. First-round draft choice.
You got to remember, the year I first got there, they had two first-rounders, George T. and Wayne Simmons.
Yeah.
Two first-rouners that turned out to be hell of an NFL football players. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you got a combo like that that's going to work out for a tandem for years to come, then that's going to be great for you. You know, but they gotta pan out before you look like you can pat yourself on the back as a GM. You know what I mean?
Well, it's something about the line position, Gilbert, defensive line position. They don't dominate right off. I mean, I don't see many defensive linemen who come in, Gilbert, no matter how high they're ranked, that dominate the first year. Is that why? Because that position is so difficult to play?
It's a difficult position to play. And like you, like me, you were talking off the air about Van Ness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, is he an every down player? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a great pass rusher. Let's get that out the way now. But can he play against the run? That's what we need to find out. Is he going to be on the field when it's running time or just in passing situations?
Well, but again, Gilbert, you look the last 3 years, they've invested first-round draft choices on the defensive line or linebacker. Yep. Come on, man.
Yep.
I mean, the years before that, defensive backs and safeties, they've been drafting, right? They've been using their high draft choices clearly on defense.
Because they remember in our glory days, Earl, defense got us to the Super Bowl. Even though the offense got all the fluff and all the everything behind the scenes, if you got a great defense that can stop the run and go against the pass, you're going to win some games.
So it's no question where LaFleur and them are going.
Yes.
You know, a blind man could see with all those draft choices that they've drafted. And I do know several years back, it was all defensive backs and safeties, top draft picks. And I guess they knew you can find wide receivers everywhere.
Right?
I mean, it's a lot of talented cats, man.
But you gotta listen to this, though, Earl, why they was doing all that for those DBs and stuff. They call that the Randy Moss factor. We got to get us some DBs in here. That's
Randy Moss used to clean their clocks.
Yeah. So, I mean, for years, we trying to find the best one, and then it just sticks with the team. You know what I'm saying?
So, and because we're running out of time, Gilbert, that line and coverage, they go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
We got to get your defensive line is, if you don't have no coverage guys, you're going to get killed, right?
Yes, but in vice versa to that, we got to get pressure on that quarterback so he can't sit back there and pick you apart, too.
It don't matter how good the coverage is if you don't put no pressure on.
You ain't lying. Mickey Mouse can throw a dig out on you quickly if you got time.
Hey, man, I don't know what happened to the time, but as always, man, always great to have you on, man.
Thank you, Earl.
Hey, man.
Always good to see you.
Let's get ready to rumble! Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, man. It's time.
It's time.
All right. We'll see you next Monday.
See you, brother. See you, Calvin.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Up next, Sandy Williams. See you later.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services
WFHR,
in Central
Wisconsin.
WFHR, Wisconsin
Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.